We have reached the end of the self-guided audio tour and hope that you have enjoyed it and that our narrated information has helped to demystify the mining world and reflect the reality of a people, the people of Fabero, who lived to mine and mine to live. The only thing left to mention of those old miners is the sense of unity that went above and beyond camaraderie, a sense of unity that could only come from the hard work undertaken inside the mine, where the miners were the only ones able to save the lives of their colleagues. And that sense of unity brought about a passionate fight that we have all benefited from, a fight for workers' rights that has brought changes to the whole of Spanish society, changes that have come about as a result of violent demonstrations and endless strikes that have made the term miner synonymous to the ideal of fighting for dignity at work. Likewise, the miners' wives and society as a whole fought alongside these men so that the mines wouldn't disappear. A painful reality that eventually affected the local population. Nevertheless, the mining industry's hope did not die out completely with the last mines. The fight continues to conserve the remnants of the mines that represent the history of our people. This work is based on efforts currently being undertaken to teach the general public about a reality from years gone by, which is, and has always been, a piece of this village's living culture. The siren announcing the unthinkable continues to blow outside the mine, and the elderly in Fabero look out of their windows at each other in remembrance. Now that sound, which fills the valley as it travels through the air, no longer causes fear. When that siren is blown during visits, people remember those old mining days and are aware of the fact that someone is learning about what we were and what we will always be. Because we, the miners, have made history. We are culture, and that is what must prevail. Mirai, mirai cómo vengo yo.